You're holding daf yutes on a base. Again, the last gemara was Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said that Eidim Shomru Amon Nahoy Devarenu is Alocha Ein Nemonim. If Eidim come, we have a shtar that the shtar says the chura that Reuven lend $100 to Shimon, so Shimon owes him $100. And we're talking Pasha, the shtar was not Mekuyim yet. We're not sure yet that the Eidim that signed on it were not forged. So now the Eidim themselves come and tell us, you should know, it's our Ksav Yodim. We signed on the shtar, it's not forged. But we're telling you the shtar is a shtar amona. That means, like we learned before, the actual loan never took place. They just wrote up the shtar that the Malva should hold it on trust that in case he lends money later, he'll have a shtar for it. So that's called a shtar amona. So Nachman says we don't believe the Eidim. The same thing he says in Moidohoi Devrenu. Let's say the Eidim say that there's a shtar or shtar mechira. Shtar says the way Reuven sold his fields to Shimon. Now before Reuven sold it, Shimon told two Eidim, you should know, I don't really want to sell my fields. Just I'm being forced that the Shimon doesn't leave me alone. He's forcing me to sell it to him. So he told the Eidim, like a Moidoh, I'm telling you now that I don't really want to sell it. That's what the Eidim tell us. In other words, even though the way we look at the shtar itself, it looks like he sold the field, Reuven sold the field to Shimon, it's a good shtar mechira, but the Eidim, when they say it's the Ksav Yodim, like when they go to be Mekayim the shtar, they're also telling us, you should know, we know the way the shtar is no good, that the owner never really wanted to sell it. So Alocha is Ein Nemonim, Rav Nachman says we don't believe them. Even though really there's like a Pesh Shos, a Pesh Yitter, we only know the shtar is Mekuyim because of them, still we don't believe them. And both Rashi and Tosis learn a new svar here, that lo yosi al peh umorin elishtara. From your mouth, what the Eidim tell us, they're not believed against the shtar, they can't ruin the shtar itself. So Tosis speaks out, even though in the Mishnah we do believe the Eidim, when the Eidim say that anusa mayinu, or psuli Eidim mayinu, or kreva mayinu, there the Mishnah says, a peh shos, a peh shita, if we don't know the shtar is good, only al peh, and because of them, we do believe them. So Tosis makes a difference. Over there, they're saying like the shtar was never good. If you say the shtar like you were ketanim or you were psulim or you were forced to write up the shtar in the first place, then you're telling us the shtar was never a good shtar, then we believe the Eidim. Because it's like a pesh also. Who is making the shtar a good shtar? The fact you are being a kaimit now, you're telling us that it's your signatures. But right away, you're telling us the shtar never started off, then we believe you. But over here, the pshat from the shtar amona means that it's true that you wrote the shtar and you were a good Eidim at the time. So you're telling us now, really, a maisa shtar, you wrote the shtar. The same thing by shtar maidor. Really, you're agreeing that at the time when the moicher, when Reuven gave over the shtar to Shimon, it was written and there were good Eidim signing on the shtar. So you're agreeing like the shtar by itself really is a good shtar. Just you're telling us now, like I'll pair with your mouth, that something's wrong with it. So therefore, Rav Nachman says we don't believe the Eidim. Since you're agreeing that the shtar was written good and there were Eidim there, church is telling us it was an amona, it was only given on trust, and not that the loan took place, that the mechira wasn't really a good mechira because they didn't want to sell it, we don't believe you. That's Rav Nachman's svara. The Gemara says though, but Ma'amar Rav Ashi argues on this svara. He doesn't know from such a svara. He does know Eidim could come along and break the shtar. When it's a Peh Shosef, they are the ones that be in Mekayim the shtar, they have the right to, like, break the shtar. Therefore, Rav Ashi says like this, Amon hoi devarenu ein amonim. If the Eidim say that true, we signed on the shtar, but the loan never took place, was only on trust, we don't believe the Eidim. And Rashi says, Ma'abra Rav Ashi's svar is, because ein oda meisa matzma rosha, we had the Gemara before, it's a rishis, it's an avlo to write up a shtar amonim. So to say that you wrote up the shtar amonim, you signed on it, you're saying you did a rishis, we don't believe you. But moidoho yidavarenu, nemonim, but if the Eidim come and tell us, you should know, even though we wrote up the shtar mechira, but the owner that's selling it told us he doesn't really want to sell it. So there's no avla, there's no aveir in writing up the shtar, because that's the only way the moicha could get rid of this person that's bothering him, is by right now having a shtar written up and giving it to him, and make it look as if he's really selling it to him, and later he'll come with a complaint, like he told the Eidim, he never really meant to sell it. So at the time you had a right to write up the shtar, therefore that's not called an avla, it's not called an aveira. So here we believe the Eidim. Since they're not making themselves into a rasha, we believe the Eidim. Now the Gemara says, the Gemara explains this. My time, like, what's the difference according to Rav Ashi? Hi, Nitin Likosif. Means the shtar my door, you're allowed to write up the shtar. You're allowed to write up the shtar mechira, even though he doesn't want to sell it, because that's the only way he can get this person away from him. But for hi, a shtar amono, lo Nitin Likosif, you're not allowed to write it. Since you're not allowed to write it, it's called a novel, it's called an avera. So we can't believe you that you did an avera. The klal is, ein odem meisim atzmai rasha. The Gemara says weiter, boi minei rovim Rav Nachman. Rav Yiske Shaila from Rav Nachman. What's going to be the locha tonai hoy devarenu mahu? Again, let's say we have a shtar here, a deed, that says the way Reuven sold his fields to Shimon. So Shimon has the card, the deed now, that he owns the field. So, and the Edom now come and say, true, we signed on this shtar, it's our signature, it's not forged. But you should know there was a condition on this sale. It wasn't a straight sale. There was a condition that if he does something, then the sale will take place. And obviously we're talking about now that he did not do the condition. Let's say he gave a condition, I'll only sell you the fields if you give me your car. And the person never gave him his car. So according to what the Edom are saying right now, really the Mechira did not take place. Like we'll soon see the Svara, the Mechira released his bottle, Mikana Labo. So the question is, do we believe these Edom or not? Because the way we look at the shtar itself, it looks like it was a good mechira. So therefore, do we say lo yosei ape al mor le lishtara, or we don't say it? So Gemara says like this: Tanai hoy devareinu maho. What's the locha? What's the question? The two svaras we had before, according to Rav Nachman, was moido v'yamono. Why does Rav Nachman say we don't believe the edim when they say like the mechira was just forced to sell the karka, or else that the loan never took place, the yamona, it was only given on trust? Hi, no time, you know what? We don't believe the edim to kaakri le lishtara. They're like uprooting the shtar, like we said. Baalpeh the edim baalpeh lo yosei apeh umar le lishtara. You don't have a right to uproot the shtar. For hi, nami, here also tonight kaoka lishtara luchur. You're also uprooting the shtar, because the way we look at the shtar right now, it says the way Reuven sold his fields to Shimon. So it says Shimon owns it. And according to the Edom now, since there was a condition in the sale, and the condition didn't take place, therefore Shimon does not own these fields. So this should be a svara not to believe the Edom. Or Duma, maybe no. The svara is maybe Tanai Milsacharitahi. Maybe a Tanai condition is called something else. It's not called you really uprooting the shtar. And the Chakira the Achreinim make is that when you make a sale, and you're making condition that you have to give me the car, is it the pshat like this? Right now the sale took place. Because at the end of 30 days, if you don't give me your car, by not doing the tonight, that like breaks the sale. But the pshat is up until the 30 days the sale was taking place. Just later, not doing the tonight, that breaks the sale. So it comes out the shtar really was a good shtar. The shtar said that I sold you the fields, and it's true, I sold you the fields. That the Edom are telling us there was a condition, that's called something else entirely. That's not called uprooting the shtar. You agree the shtar, the mechira took place, the sale took place. He's just telling us that since at the end of 30 days he did not do his conditions, that's what's going to break the sale. But the shtar itself is still a good shtar. Just there's something else here breaking the sale. So that's not called you uprooting the shtar. That's the shaila. So Amalei, so he answered back, Kiyosla Kamon Ladino. When these two Edom that tell us that it was a shtaram, that it was a tenai, when they come in front of us for din, amrin and luhu, we tell them, zilu kaima tunaychu. In other words, we believe the Edom that there was a condition on this sale, and we tell them first, bimekayim tonight, like whatever the condition was, first do your condition, for chus ladina, and then we'll go down with the shtar and use the shtar. But if you don't fulfill the conditions, you can't use the shtar, because we do believe the Edom when they tell us, tonight there was a condition here that's called the Milsachriti. It's called something else. Now the Gemara declares, what's going to be Eid Oimet Tanai? If one Eid tells us there was a condition on the sale, or there was a Tanai, V'Eid Oimet Eina Tanai, but another Eid says, no, there was no Tanai. What's the locha? Do we believe the one Eid or not? So Amar Papa says a Svarom, Tavayu Bishtorim Al Yukam Asadi. Both of these two Eidim are both agreeing like the shtar itself was a good shtar. There being the kind of shtar that the sale really took place. Now the one aid is telling us there was a condition on the sale, there was a tanai, he's only like one aid echod. And the klal is, we can't believe one against two. Like both of these two aidim are agreeing the shtar took place, there was a sale. Now the one that's telling us there was a Tanaya condition, that according to that condition, the sale did not take place, or like we just said, the Chir is that it becomes bottle later on, so Hura, you're one against two, and we can't believe the one. That was our purpose of Svara. Now the Gemara says, Maskav lo Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua. He asked a question to Rav Papa. He hochi, the way you're saying, that we don't believe one, if so, afilu tavayon ami, should be the same Svara, you shouldn't even believe two Edim. If the two Edim tell us tonight, Hoyed of Reino, we should also not believe them. Because Vaisa the Havim Miner is, that when you say tonight, it's called like, it's called like you're being Chayzer Magid. You're saying opposite from what you said first. Like when you see in the star, it was a good star. We say as if there was no conditions. So if you to tell us later there was some condition, you're like uprooting your first Edis. So if it's called like Chayzer Magid, he asked, even two Edim should also not be believed. Because even by two Edim, the klal is they can't be Chayzer Magid. So Gemara says, Ella, what do you have to say? Ella Amrina, we say, Hani Lemeke Sadesai Kosi. That no, the two Edim, when they come and say Tanai Hoy Devarenu, they're not really uprooting being Chayzer Magid. They're like saying just something else right now. Like we said before, Tanai is like Milsach Ritahi. They're agreeing the star was a good star. They just come with the say now that something has the power like to uproot the star. There was a condition in the star. So if so, Hainami Lemeke Sadusa Kosi. Even if one Ed tells us that there was a Tanai, there's a Svar to believe him. He's not going against the two Edim. He's also agreeing that there was a good star. He's just saying there's another condition here, that this condition, like we said, Mikana Laboleda, has the right to Bevatol the Mechira. And the Rashi says, since the Tanai is only Mevatol the Mechira, Mikana Labo, like from later on, therefore it's not like a Maidor, not like a Maidor or an Amona. Over there you want to say the star at the beginning is no good, so that's called Yossi Ape Amor L'Shtara. Like you're saying the star never took effect. Mashenkin over here by a Tanai, since you agree the star did take an effect, that the Mechira was Chal, just later on something is there to uproot, to stop the Mechira later, when you don't do the Tanai, that's called Milsach Rito. If even one Eidechot is also Neman, like a Gilu Milsa B'Yalma, we believe him. For the actual Kenyan, we have type of two Edim. But that it was a Tanai, you're explaining something about the Kenyan, even one Eidechot is also Neman. And the Mara says, V'hilchasol k'rafuna b'rei d'rav Yeshua. That's the lochom, that by a Tanai is considered a Milsach Ritahi, and even one Eid is Neman. Now the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, what's in a price like this? Shnayim chasumim al ashtar. You have two Edim that signed in a star, or star halvo, that says the way Reuven owes Shimon $1,000. Umeisu, now the two Edim died. And we don't have Kiyim, again, we don't know if the star was good, was it forged or not. Obo shnayim in ashuk, two Edim from the street come. The Omer, they tell us, Yodanu sheksav yodom hu. I know, we recognize that this is the signature of their Edim, that the star was not forged. So these two Edim now are being Mekayim, the star, making it good. But they're telling us right now, Avalanusim hoyu, Kitanim hoyu, Psuli Edis hoyu. We know the way these Edim, they were forced to write the star. The Havor, the loan never took place, or else they were kids when they wrote it, or else they're Psuli Edis. In other words, we're saying, we know the star is no good. We believe these Edim. We believe the Edim. Since they are being Mekayim the Shtar, we believe what they're saying. But what about V'yim Yesh Edim Sheksav Yodim Huzeh? Let's say we have other Edim that are telling us these Edim that signed in the Shtar is really their signature that's not forged. Or else we have a right to compare these signatures from another star, from another star that came from someplace else, which means Mishtar Shekora Olav Irur for Uchsak the Bezdin. There was another star with somebody else that also had the same Edim signed in it, and there was an Irur, there was a complaint about that star. So Bezdin had to investigate and make sure that the Edim are really good, the signatures are really true. And Bezdin checked it out already. So that's called like a henpik. Once Bezdin checked out that star, now if we ourselves compare the two signatures from that good star to this star here, and it looks alike, that's also a way to be Mekayim the star to say it's not forged. So the kids say, if we know that the two Edim in this star was not forged, and now two other Edim come and tell us that they were Ketanim, they were forced, their star was no good, is Ein Elu Nemonim. We don't believe the second pair of Edim. So the churu fratimara umagvina be kibishtar mialya. Do you mean to say you're allowed to use the shtar and collect it? It's a good shtar. So you're saying you don't believe the second pair of Edim. That means you believe the first pair, that they're saying, once we have Kiyim, the Edim and the Shtar are saying that the Shtar is kosher. That's the halacha. When you have Edim signing the Shtar, the Edim are like saying that everything in the Shtar is kosher, it's okay. So once we have Kiyim, it's like the first two Edim are telling us they were kosher when they said the Redis. And now you have two Edim later coming and saying they weren't kosher, they were Nusim and Absulim. So you're telling me you don't believe the second ones, which the Chur means you believe the first ones, and it's a good star, you can collect money. For the Gemara of Yamai, why? Treya treinenu. It should be two against two. And we had the luck in Gemara Yevamis, the treya against two against two, you can't use either pair of Edim. Was a shiloh there, it's called the Sveika Diraisa, which means Midiraisa. The Edim are here, and they just, you can't use anything. It's a pure suffix. You can't even use chazokis, because any side you want to use a chazoka with, I'll tell you, there's two Edim against it. The other tzad was, it's only called Sveika de Rabbonin. That means, like, Midiraisa, the two Edim cancels out. You're, like, left without any Edim at all. And therefore, if you have Chazokas, really, you could use Chazokas. But I'll call upon him, how could you say you don't believe the second pair of Edim? And you use the Shtar, how can you use the Shtar if you have Trey against Trey? So Gemara answers, Omer Rav Sheshes, Zois Emeris, from here we see that HaKhosho Tchilas HaZomehi. Like over here, the second pair of Edim are being machish, are like disagreeing, going against the first two pair of Edim. So going against being machish is like the beginning of the din of Hazama. Edim zemimim is, it's not only hachosh, it's more than that. Edim zemimim is that first two Edim come and say that we saw the way Reuven killed somebody. Now another two Edim later come and say to the first two Edim, how can you say that you saw Reuven kill somebody Sunday morning in Los Angeles? You were with us in San Francisco Sunday morning. So that's called Hazama. And halacha is then that we believe the second pair of Edim, and the first pair, the Torah says, Kasha Zomam, the way they wanted to do to the other person, we do back to them. So the first two Edim said that Reuven killed somebody, so Bethan kills the two Edim. Now, we want to say now, HaKhosho, when you just go and disagree with the first pair of Edim, that's like the beginning of Azoma. What does it mean? Ukeshem, Shein, Mazimin. Eso Edim, Elabifneim. The same way when two Edim want to be Mazim, the first two Edim. They could only do it in front of the first two Edim, and if the first two Edim are not around. The Bezdin is not Mekabel, the Din Hazoma. We can't put the Yonish upon the first Edim. Is a Machishin as Edim Elabifneim. The same svar applies with Achosho. You can't be Machish the Edim only in front of them. See, so yeah, since they were talking about the first Edim and the Shtar, they died already. So since they died, they're not here. Therefore, the second Edim, when they come and want to be Machish the first pair, we don't accept them because you could only do it in front of them. Now, why does Hazom have to be in front of them? So Rashi says, because the klal is you can't put an einish, a din, upon somebody unless you're in front of him. So Chura then, that's good by Hazoma. We want to put an einish upon the Edim. But the Chura HaKhosho, you're just not accepting the first Edis. So why do you have to have them in front of you? So what says the Havimina here is that HaKhosho also were like is saying the first Edim are lies. They said Edis Sheker. So they give them a din like they were Rosh, you can only do it in front of them. Now the Gemara says, no, it doesn't make any sense. Omalei Rav Nachman says, Ilu hevi kamon, like it's a svara, maduch, what's going to be like, if for sure, if the two Edim would be in front of us, umachishin, and the first two Edim would be saying, no, you should know, we were not ktanim, we were not psulim, but we were kosher Edim. Let's say you would have the first two Edim here alive, and they're telling us that we are okay. Hevi yachosha, umachishin lu. You have a Yachosha. Now if the second two Edim come and say, no, you will ketanim, you will psulim, it would be called Hachosha. And v'lohevi mashkichinam b'hu, we would not trust the first two Edim anymore. And you cannot collect any money. With this shtar, to have you lo edis mucheshes, because it applies like tray against tray, it's Edim that are muchesh. One going against the other ones, you can't use them. Says so. Hashta the lasnayu. Now, when the first two Edim are dead, they're not around. The ilu heavy come on. There's a little doubt that if they would have been around, do mehevi meidelu. Maybe they would have agreed to the second pair of Edim. Maybe they would have agreed. True, we walk at time and we walk psuli Edim. Is mehemne, and then we would believe the first pair of Edim that they're retracting what they're saying. So if so, how could you say if the first two Edom are here and say no that we are kosher? When another two pair of Edom are makashtem, we like bleed the Edi HaKosher. We say it's tray against tray, can't you eat either one of them? And now you're telling me when the first pair of Edom are not around, we don't bleed the second pair, even though there's a doubt now that maybe the first pair would agree to the second ones. Like, and so what if they would disagree? It's also not worse than this than they're alive and disagreeing. So for sure there's a svara, the fact that they're dead, that the added attraction is we're not even sure they would disagree. Maybe they would also agree to the second pair of Edim. So for sure we should believe the second pair at least to make a chosha, to make a tray against tray. So how could you say here that we don't believe the second pair of Edim, which would be mashma, that the first pair of Edim we do believe and we collect the money from the shtar? How could that be? You have now two Edim going against it. So Gemara says, Loshni havi moidelu mehemni. Mashma, if the first pair of Edim would retract and agree to the second one, we would believe them. Now the question is, l'chura, how could they retract? There's a klal of kiv and shigur, tshuva and achayz ramagid. Edim can't retract their edus. So even if the first pair of Edim would agree to the second one, it wouldn't mean anything. So some of Farshim learn enechnami. It doesn't really mean they have the power to retract. It just means for sure it's a svara to believe the second pair to make hakoshia. Other Farshim want to say no. That the chakira, the shailer is, why is there such a svara of kivon shigur tshuva and achayz ramagid? How come we say once Edim say one way, they can't retract? So some want to say maybe because we're afraid if they do retract, it's only because they're lying. They're afraid now to say the truth, so they want to retract. Over here then, that svara wouldn't apply. We wouldn't say they're lying, because since we have now two other Edim telling us that they were psulim, so if the first ones would retract, we wouldn't say they're lying, would think that they want to tell us the truth. Other Mepharshim learn that the site is, when Bezdin uses your Edis, you can't retract it anymore. But over here, anyway, it's called tray and tray. You have to aid them, be machashu. So Bezdin is not going to use the first Edis anymore. If Bezdin is not going to use your Edis, then there's a klal, you could be chayzer magid. That's the Gemara Sfara Koponim, that if the first two Edim are dead, and there's a possibility that maybe they would have agreed to the second pair, for sure it should be considered Hakosha. So does it make any sense to say that if the first Edim are dead, you can't be Machashtem? So again, the question is, how could you use this shtar to collect the money? So Gemara answers, Elom Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, Talocher is Uki Trey Lahadi Trey. We put like two Edim against the other two Edim. It's like we cancel out, the two Edim gets cancelled out. And therefore, we leave the money, whoever's a muchzik in the money. So true, that we say we don't believe the second pair of Edim does not really mean we believe the first pair. It just means that it remains tray or tray. And therefore, true, you can't use the shtar. Because the way Rekivega learns here, that the Gemara now is bringing a proof that tray and tray is a suffix to Rabbonin, which means midirais for the two Edims cancel out, and we look as if there's no Edim here. So it's a pure suffix. And on a suffix, you would use chazakis. So you have to leave the money, becheskosta, wherever it is. See, if so, what's the lashon of the Gemara talk that said before, ein emonim, why don't we trust us? What's the point? We don't believe the second Edim. Lechura, we are believing them. That the second Edim said, ishtar is no good. And really, we're also saying now the shtar is no good. You can't collect on the shtar because in Nasafik you have to leave the money bechas kosli. So Rashi Shita is that where it's a suffik here, true Bezdin does not go and collect the money, but if the malva went and was tofas, grabbed away the money from the leiva, now he has a right to keep it. Once the malva chopped the money, grabbed the money, now Bezdin says, look, we have a doubt. We don't know who the money really belongs to. But now that the Malva grabbed the money, now we have to leave it by the Malva? We can't get it away from him. So that's why the Gemara says, Lashon before of Ein Edel Nemonim. We do not believe the second pair of Edim. Because if we would believe them 100%, then the Shtar is like nothing. Then if the Malva would come and grab the money, he would have to give it back again. So the Pshat is, we don't believe the second pair of Edim either. It's like tray and tray. And the Pshat is, it's a suffer to Rabbanim means that the rice of the two Edims fall away. There's like no Edim here at all. Therefore, you go bust the chazaka. But if somebody's tofas, if he grabs it, then Bezdin can't take it away from him either. Now he's a tofas in the money. The Gemara says now, midi dehevi anichse devashatya. This is like a case of the property of this person called devashatya. Now there was a case of devashatya zova nichse. Devashatya sold his property to Shimon. He sold it to somebody else. There was a shtar mechira. Now what happened was also Beitrei Amri Kishushait Zovin. Two Edim came later and told us, you should know, when this person Barshati sold his fields, he was a Shaita at that time. He was like a sick man, and he lost his das, he was a Shaita. The locker is a Shaita, can't make Kinyonim. So the kids are saying that the sale, the Mechira, did not take place, was not Chal. But we also betray another two Edim come, the Yamri, and they say, Kishu Cholim Zovin. No, when Barshati sold this field, he was well. In other words, this Barshati had a sickness that sometimes he lost his mind, and sometimes he didn't. Sometimes he was a Shaita, sometimes he wasn't. So the kids said there are two Edim saying the sale is no good, he lost his mind at that time. And two Edim are telling us, no, the sale is good, he did not lose his mind at that time. So what's the halacha? Amar Rav Ashi, Uki Trei Lahadi Trei. We put two against two, and they're both knocked out. And there's like no Edim here. Therefore the klal is, Vi Uki Mamoino Becheskas Parshatya. By Karka, we always leave it Becheskas Morikama. By Karka, we say the one that owned it before, he still has a right to keep it. So since Barshati owned it before, and the question is, did he really sell it or not? So we have a suffix if the sale took place, even though the meicher is in the fields. By karka, being a muhsak in the fields doesn't mean that much. Because by karka, like, it's normal to go into somebody else's field. So the fact that you're on the field itself is not really called such a strong muhsak. By karka, we always go basa cheskas marikama. The one that we know owned it for sure before, he's the one that still has a right to it until you can prove that you bought it off him. And there you can't prove you bought it off him because it's two Edom against two, therefore he keeps the property. Now, below Yamorin, this is only said, El be Islay Chazaka the Avasa, that even the Barshatya, we knew for sure that he really owned it before. That means he inherited it from his father. He had a Yerusha from his father. So if you have Yerusha, for sure it's yours. Abba, what's going to be Leslay Chazaka the Avasa? Let's say he did not inherit this property from his father, but rather Barshati bought it, let's say 2 years before, he bought the property of somebody else. Then in this suffix he won't keep it. Why? Because then we have a doubt, maybe Amrina, we should say, Kishu Shoita Zovan, Kishu Shoita Zovan. Just like you want to say, maybe now when he sold it, he lost his mind. We have the same doubt, maybe when he first bought this karka 2 years ago, maybe he lost his mind at that time also. Maybe he was a shaita when he bought it. So we don't know at all that he ever owned it. Maybe he didn't own it. Therefore we have a suffix, who it belongs to, then we would leave it to cheskas muhsik. So therefore in such a case, the person that's in the field right now, he can keep it. Because it's a suffix if the sale took place or not. So he's in it. Why do we want to take him out of the field? Because we said by karka, cheskas morikana means more, the one that owned it before, but only if we know for sure he owned it. Over here we don't know for sure he owned it before, we have a doubt, maybe never bought it. Maybe it was a shaita when he bought it, so therefore it's not called a cheskas morikana, therefore the one that's muhsik in the karka, he would keep it. Because by karka there are like three madregas. The best thing of course is if you have a proof that you bought it. Next best thing is cheskas morikana. And the third thing is, there is such a thing as a muhsik. If we can't use the cheskas morikama, then we'll leave it by the one that's in it right now. Omer Rabbi Avuah, Avuah says, Ein mazimin es edim elo b'fneim. You should know, when your second pair of edim want to be mazim, the first pair of edim, they could only do it in front of the first pair of edim. But like we came out before, u'machishin es edim shlei b'fneim. When you only want to be machish, contradict the first pair of edim, not saying manu who yisim to make a zomer out of it, to give them an einish, just to contradict them, that could be done even not in front of the first pair of edim that we came out before. Even if the first pair of edim died already, still when the second pair contradict them, it's called trey against trey, it's called achosha. Now, v'hazom shlei b'fneihem, that you say when you want to be mazim the first two edim, you could only do it in front of them. Nehi di hazom lehevei. So if you do it not in front of them, you're telling me now it's not called hazoma, which would mean Bezdin will not give a punishment to the first pair of edim. But hachosha miyuhevei. But Yishno avada is called hachosha. Avada Bezdin listens to the second pair of edim that they're telling us Yishno the first edim that said that they saw the way Reuven did something, it's not true, because at that day, at that time, he was with us someplace else. So Bezdin, of course, believes the second pair of Edim, that the first Edim are no good, and Bezdin would not go now to kill that Reuven. If the first two Eidim said that Reuven killed somebody, Beis Din now will not kill Reuven because of the first pair of Eidim, because they know that they're saying Sheker. Just in order to give the Kashazoma, to give the Hazoma back to the first pair of Eidim, that could only be done if the Hazoma was done in front of the first pair of Eidim. Like to give them a Psak Din and Einish could only be done in front of them. But that Beis Din believes the second pair, that the first pair are lying, is not true, that Beis Din hears it even Shloi Bifnei, the first Eidim. Now the famous question is, why by Hazamatak do we believe the second pair of Eidim? Why don't we believe the first pair? Well, let's let it bleed like Trey and Trey. We don't know which one to believe. The third says that's Gzeiras HaKosef. When the second pair of Eidim say that Imanu HaYisem, you were with us, so that's not called Achosha, but that's called Hazama, that the Gzeiras HaKosef of Torah here believed the second pair of Eidim. The Gemara says, Om Amar, we learned before, Im Yesh Eidim, Shek Sav Yodim Huzem, if we have Eidim, that the two Eidim in the Shtar is not forged, it's their signatures. Oy, another way to be Mekayim the Shtar is, Shek Sav Yodim Yoytzi Mokamacher, that there was another Shtar that had their signatures in it also. Mishtar Shekor Olavir, that Shtar had a complaint about it, and therefore Vahuchsakon the Bezdin checked it out very well, so middle of that's called a good handpick. And therefore, we have a right now to compare the signatures one to the other, that the signatures look alike. That's called a good star.